This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
It's time for some mountain wave weather. Yeah. Brought to you by John, the mountain wave weather dude.
All right, before we get to John.
Sure.
Okay, I just want to mention this. Okay. Often when John's on the air with us, we get texts saying, hey, why are you so rude? Why are you so rude to John? Okay. Yeah. I don't feel like I am. I don't feel like I am at all.
I think it's when you cut him off.
Okay.
Right. I think that comes off as rude.
I don't want that perception out there. Yeah. I love John. I think John's the best at what he does, okay? And I think he's going to make one hell of a certified meteorologist one day.
I think he's graduating in May.
All right, so I don't want that impression out there, so I'm just going to sit back, let John do his thing. Jamie, it's all yours.
Okay.
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. I just wanted to explain something there. Did you hear what I just said?
Oh yeah. No. Yeah, I don't think you're being mean or rude or anything. I always enjoy talking to you guys, and
you guys are
funny. You guys got great topics. You're fun to listen to, so it's all good.
All right, thank you, buddy. Thanks, John. Just want to clear all this up, okay?
Now, John, right. let me tell you something. BJ off the air said, but I don't want to hear anything about upward slopes and downward slopes or any kind
now,
of slopes.
Now, wait a minute. We don't have to bring up stuff that I said off the air, okay? I just said sometimes, John, you get a little technical on it. I don't know upslopes. I don't know downslopes. I don't know cumulus. I don't know any of this.
You know cumulus. It's a cloud. It's my only cloud in my repertoire.
All right. So let's get to the meat and potatoes here, okay?
Okay. So what's going on, John?
Yeah. So you guys have probably heard we got a big storm moving in. It's going to be one of those interesting spring storms because, we've seen this a couple of times. Denver may not get a whole lot out of this in terms of snowfall. But as you go further south and east, those areas are probably going to get quite a bit more snowfall out of it. So there's two things going on. First of all, it's just the track of the storm, but also it's the temperatures. The temperatures are going to be fairly warm with this one. So what that means is usually you see higher elevations get the snow and lower elevations tend to miss out.
Gotcha.
So we're not going to get a lot of snow, it sounds like.
If you're in and around Denver, and especially up towards the north, like Fort Collins, Loveland, you'll probably see very little, if any. But if you go down somewhere to like Castle Rock, for instance, or especially if you go further east, like out where I am, those are the areas that are going to get hit quite a bit harder.
Oh, where are you?
Are you like in Franktown, or where are you?
I'm, if you know where the town of Elbert is, I'm just west of there, so it's like south. Southwest of Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where Elizabeth is. Yeah.
What about Littleton, Colorado?
Oh, it always has to be about you.
Littleton might see a couple inches out of this as well.
You can measure it with your wiener.
You know what? Leave me alone. You know what?
That throw off.
That's no way to talk to John.
I was talking to you.
Oh, sorry. All right.
Anyway, what? Okay, a couple inches, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so It's just the tricky part is this one's all about the timing, all about the speed. The models think it's going to be a little too quick, so it's not going to stay around long enough for a lot of that heavier snow. However, we sometimes see with storms like this, if it slows down or if it forms a little bit further west, then all those areas I talked about are still in play with some of the heavier snow. So right now it's not looking likely, but there's still a chance there. But with the data we're seeing, we're going with more of just, you know, south and east of Denver, and especially east across the plains is where you're going to get the blizzard conditions, a lot of wind, and even if you don't have a lot of snow, you'll have a lot of that wind blowing around.
This sounds like a complete dud.
Sure does. You can use the word dud, John. Yeah. We're fine with it.
I feel like this
is a
dud.
I'm all bummed out now. I wanted a big blizzard. I wanted the doozy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you could drive down to about where I am because it'll probably be pretty good down there. But also, if this one doesn't turn out, there's another storm system coming in Thursday, Friday that looks interesting as well. So
okay.
Still got some shots coming down the pipeline here.
See, but the thing is, I like nice weekends, so I was really hoping doozy and then nice weekend again, you know?
Yeah, me too. Like, hey, this past weekend was great.
If I come down for the snow, can I stay a couple of nights?
We do have a guest bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I'll bring a suitcase.
Yeah, you have to help plow the driveway, though.
Yeah, I'm not having a lot of fun in my house lately. Let's come down and hang with you and the baby.
Because his father-in-law moved in.
Yeah. Oh, Grandpa Gus.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
How about I bring him with me to your house?
Why don't you just drop him off?
Yeah. Say, we might have plenty of snowdrifts out here, so you never know if you need to throw someone in a snowdrift.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, John.
John, everybody.
Woo! John.
And then when will you do your next update on your page? By the way, it's Mountain Wave Weather.
Yeah, so this storm, I'm going to be doing one here in the next hour, and then I'm going to have a couple throughout the day and maybe another one or two tomorrow just as the storm moves in, because like I said, if this thing shifts at all, then we're kind of at a new ball game. Yeah. And then I'm going to, throughout the week, I'll be having more up on the next storm, which is, like I said, Thursday, Friday.
Wait,
so it's going to be a busy week.
So the storm isn't moving in tonight?
It is moving in tonight, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, because you said the morning one.
Just a question. For those of us that are going to get mostly rain, is it still a lot of precip associated
precip
with this?
That was cool. You sounded cool.
Did I?
Yeah, you said precip instead of the whole
Should have
precip.
Said rain?
No. You sounded cool.
Oh. Very much
you were in the weather world.
Gotcha.
You know?
Very much precip with this one, John?
Again, that depends on where you are. I know you hate the upslope and the downslope part of it, but
don't go there. Do not go upslope, downslope. I don't get it.
The further south of Denver you go, the better precipitation you're going to have. The further north you go, not so much. And that's the same thing. But,
I've heard that Thursday, Friday is a bigger deal.
He said it's interesting.
It's interesting, yeah. It's a little early yet to say, like, oh, this is going to be a big one or a small one or whatever. But, yeah, it's definitely one to keep an eye on because, again, these spring storms, sometimes we have the first one turns out to be a dud, and then the second one turns out to hammer us. So,
hammer.
Yeah. It's just,
Yeah.
You get hammered. All right. Be available on Thursday. If you're around, be available on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be here all week.
All right. We'll catch you. Thank you, Johnson. We'll see you.
And your baby's really cute. I saw a picture of him on Mountain Wave Weather. Adorable.
Oh, yeah. I took him out to the park yesterday. It was so nice. And he's like me. He'll sunburn in 30 minutes flat. So we got to put, you know, a big hat on him, sunglasses, keep him in the shade.
Yeah,
or
I thought he was in disguise. Super cute.
Right. Yeah, like a witness protection program or something.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for being available.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me on. Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
What a nice dude.
He's so nice.
Good guy.
He's so nice.
He is. He's
great. Why he deals with you, I don't know.
Because I'm nice to him, too.
Precinct.
I am.
My ass.
All right. So, basically what we found out here, not much going to happen, folks.
Yeah.
Not much. Unless you're in the mountains and on the eastern plains.
Yeah.
Then you could get some heavy snow, maybe.
Colorado Springs sounds like it's going
to
be.
Maybe down there if you want to drive down there. But who wants to do that? All right. But
a lot of people commute.
But
Michelle commutes every day to Colorado Springs.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But
not everybody's in Littleton.
Thursday and Friday could get hammered.
Yeah.
I like that word.
It looks interesting.
Getting hammered, man. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie, here on a Monday. I'm a little disappointed in the weather.
You are.
Yeah, I wanted some snow.
Yeah, well, you might get 2 inches.
I love the spring snows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted to, like...
Yeah, like 6, 8, 10, yeah, something yeah. like that. But
well, you'll get 2.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Maybe later in the week.
Who knows?
All right, so what happened in Texas with this fight?
I'm glad you asked, because, you know, I am a card-carrying NCA member.
You are?
Well,
NCAA member?
Uh-huh, I used to be.
Mm-hmm. NCAA?
No, just NCAA.
What's NCAA?
National Cheerleading Association.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you meant NCAA.
No, I meant
so
NCAA.
So you're an NCAA.
I had the card.
I didn't realize that.
They give you a card. Yep.
No kidding. Do you have to pay dues? Do you have to keep it updated? Do you, or is it just a lifetime membership, or
don't
what?
Don't really remember. Don't know. Kind of long time ago. Don't know.
All right, so there's been some breaking news in the NCAA world.
This is crazy. I mean, we never made it to the world championships.
Right.
I know that's shocking with me on the team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to believe.
But I know. But I guess the National Cheerleading Association All-Star National Championships were being held in Dallas. And I kept seeing it all over the internet. Like, first it started out that there was an active shooter.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, and so I was like freaking out trying to, because, you know, we send teams there from Colorado that made the All-Stars.
So there was a disruption, and they first thought that it was somebody shooting?
Yeah, and so everybody is running. I mean, like being trampled, running out of that place. Now, keep in mind, this is 30,000 people.
Holy.
That are there. They're in town for this NCAA All-Star thing, championship. And so people are running. I see then that Colorado posted that one of its teams is safe and they have been accounted for. So I'm like, what is going on? And it's not on the news, right? So I can't find anything. Well, it turns out that some of the dads started a fight, and because they knocked over something, it sounded like a gunshot.
And that put everybody into a panic.
Yeah.
And they started running for cover, whatnot.
Yeah.
And you got 30,000 people.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Anybody arrested or anything like that?
I have
anybody
no idea.
Injured or
but
any
you
updates?
See, I saw a video of the dads fighting.
Yeah.
What are overweight men doing fighting? Like dads.
I don't know.
They look so dumb.
And I wonder what the fight started over. Maybe a judging call, or... were they beating up a judge or something?
Or like,
I don't know.
Your daughter looks like a floozy.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I bet this is, because it's so competitive. I don't know if you've ever watched cheerleading competitions, but they all have to be perfect timing, like together. And maybe one of the girls was off a beat. And I bet he's
could
like,
be.
Oh my God, your daughter just ruined the whole thing. And then that guy punched him in. And then, oh my God. Oh my.
No, you're right.
I did not know she was coming right. No, oh my.
Anything like that. No, you're exactly right, Jamie. Anything like that can cause a fight, you know, with these guys. For example, if one guy thinks that his daughter should be on top, but yet they think she's heavy and she's on bottom.
She's a base.
Okay.
We call it base.
She's base.
In my world, it's base.
I didn't know it was base.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So let's say that you show up, okay, and you don't realize that your daughter is base, okay? And then you get there expecting her to be on top. Maybe at the very top, you know, three stacks.
Oh, they're really steady.
Yeah. You get there and, wait a minute, Charlotte's a base. What the hell? And then a fight breaks up before you know it.
And
because Charlotte's a base.
I hate to tell you this, but I was a top and my sister was a base.
Ooh.
I
wouldn't have said that.
It's a true story, but she was very strong.
Yeah.
That's why they said they put her at base, because she could press the cheerleader up. You know?
We had a girl that was a base. That was her name was Liz.
Oh.
Yeah, Liz was a base. I mean, she was the anchor. She was a real base.
Where did this go wrong?
I don't know. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the Odyssey app. On the Odyssey app, you can get us there, and the podcast will be there later today. As for the snow, who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Anything can happen. Anything can happen.
That's good, yeah.
Here's something that we have a 100% chance of. More Meghan Markle starting tomorrow.
I'm so excited about the show.
I hope it fails miserably. I hate to be that guy, simply because it's usually bad karma for yourself when you root for somebody else to fail. I don't like that Markle.
Listen to this. This is what it says. Meghan Markle wants to be a domestic goddess. She'll be baking cakes, arranging flowers, and slipping into a beekeeper's suit to collect honey.
I can hardly wait.
They do say this, though. They say sources inside the Netflix world say that she is very difficult to work with. And in fact, the word impossible and a nightmare were used.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. I could, too.
Yeah, I've worked with somebody like that before.
Me, too.
Huh. I won't name them.
I won't either. But man.
Yeah. Yep. We'll leave it at that. We'll just leave it there, okay? You guys can guess on your own,
right,
all right?
Right,
we both have worked with somebody miserable.
Yes.
Just miserable to work
very
with.
Very difficult.
Okay, we both have.
Yes, all right. Both of
if
us.
That gives you any hint.
Same time.
Okay. Now, listen. Now, Markle, has she been successful with this Netflix thing? Because they paid her a buku of bucks.
Well, they paid both of them. Together, they got a $100 million deal.
Holy moly. Yeah.
So Netflix paid Harry and Meghan to develop different shows, and they got $100 million. Now, I will say this. They've had one success and three flops so far.
One success, three flops. So, that means they're batting 25% here, right?
Harry and Meghan, that was the biographical documentary. Remember? Did you see it? I saw it.
Is that the one where he had on the boots taking care of his chickens?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Wait,
no, that was the Oprah one.
That was with Oprah.
That was the Oprah interview.
I just remember some rubber boots.
No.
Out there with some chickens. Yeah.
This is where they like follow him to New York and remember that whole police debacle.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, like where the police had to give him an escort because it was just so scary.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, it was
so many paparazzi.
Yeah, they just can't go on living. What?
But that was the successful one?
Yeah, that was a successful one. You know, okay. it was when everybody was mocking them because they wanted to be private, but they're doing a documentary.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I do remember that part.
Yeah. So it was, they had almost 29 million people watch it in the first 4 days. It says it's the biggest documentary debut that Netflix has ever had, and it proved to be a global sensation. So they thought they were on the right track.
And they were kind of new to us at that point, weren't they?
Yeah.
We didn't really fully understand that they were twerps, did we?
No.
At that point?
No, we did
so,
not.
So we kind of watched, and we were curious.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And so then, after that, they did something about global warming or something like that.
You know, that's a Debbie Downer. Yeah.
And then they did another one about justice and activists.
Double downer.
And then they did another one on the Invictus Games that Harry created for Wounded Warriors.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they did that. That didn't work either.
I feel like I should have watched that one.
I know, right?
I feel bad now.
Yeah. Is it Invictus? Yeah. Invictus? I don't know. Anyway, remember it's all those Wounded Warriors.
Invictus Games.
Yeah. And so that didn't work either. Let's see here. It says, with love, Meghan. Oh, God. That's the name of it.
It's called Love?
With Love.
With Love.
Comma, Meghan.
Oh.
It's like how you sign a, you know, letter with love.
Spadil, did you find a promo for this?
Yeah, I got a bit right here.
All right, let's hear it.
I've always loved taking something pretty ordinary and elevating it. Surprising people with moments that let them know I was really thinking of them.
What? This is probably one of the most glamorous moments of my life.
It's magic.
I'm going to share some little tips and tricks. I see what color I gravitate to, and everything goes from there. And how you can incorporate these practices every day. That's what you want. You want that shape and texture.
Come on.
Yeah. This is about connecting with friends.
Okay.
I love that we're doing this together for the first time. Making new friends. That is so good.
We family now.
And just learning.
She's in a beekeeper outfit.
Oh, man.
Perfection.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Boy,
so
it sounds good.
She cooks. I'm watching it because you guys couldn't see it. She's cooking a lot, and she's doing, like, stupid crap. Like, she's taking, like, a little blade of grass and putting it on a cupcake with a little raspberry.
It just feels like she's working so hard to try to make us think that she's such a domesticated woman.
I know.
You know, and we all know that it's a bunch of crap.
I know that she did not go out in the yard and cut a sprig of grass to put on a cupcake. I mean, probably the dog peed there, okay?
Right. And by the way, from that very first little special, or the Oprah special, where are those damn chickens today?
Well, I'm sure she'll collect some eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet she will.
But they don't even have them. That was all a prop.
Oh, they,
I'm sure.
Yeah, because they said they didn't even film it at their house, right?
No, that was all a prop. And just like her making a cupcake. She doesn't make cupcakes.
They're also saying that this isn't filmed in the house either.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Why would you film it in the house?
That was a whole thing because it was someone else's house.
Yeah, because they didn't, for security reasons, they didn't want the lay of the house given out. I don't know.
So it's a set.
They said it's somebody's house. Mm-hmm. Like somebody that can
like
rent
one
it
of
out.
Her friends or something.
Great.
And she's like she's arranging flowers. I don't know who she wants to be. I don't think she wants to be Martha. I think she's kind of maybe going after Selena Gomez a little bit because Selena does that, but she doesn't do all the arts and crap.
No, so. But Selena's, I think her cooking show is very popular.
It is popular. Right, I'm dying.
Why don't we do this? Jamie, you okay? You all right?
Yeah, now I am.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we give it a chance?
Okay.
Because you know Carson will watch. And so let's let Carson give us an update on Wednesday.
All right.
Because you and I, not a shot in hell, we're going to watch this thing.
I don't need her to show me how to arrange flowers.
But Carson loves
Listen,
her.
I will tell you, Meghan Markle was phenomenal in Suits.
Phenomenal.
Okay, she was awesome.
She was phenomenal
in
Suits.
One of the best characters on there.
One of the best I've ever seen.
You would eat her cupcake, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah,
yes,
you would.
Yes, he would.
That was a good shot.
So we'll see how good this show is. Carson will give a full review come Wednesday.
Wow, I like that.
Okay.
Carson, I'll eat her cupcake. I like it.
Oh my God, you caught me off guard. Oh boy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.